Faces of Love, we've been kind of going through all the various aspects of how God's agape love, you know, impacts our life and how it's shown and expressed to us. Matthew 8, 21 through 22. Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Follow me and allow the dead to bury their own dead." So tonight we're going to be talking about how God, okay, in this expression of his love for us, redefines, okay, our most intimate of relationships. I'm going to introduce you to some ideas, okay, for which many of you may seem foreign, radical, extremely hardcore, intense, and most likely even controversial. In fact, I've yet to hear mainstream Christianity really approach this topic in this way. There's been a few people who kind of come close to the line, to the ideas that Jesus is espousing here, but then they kind of turn back and run to a lot of the standard Christian cliches, okay, that are accepted by the majority. And I can understand why they do that, because, you know, the position of the majority is safe, it's without much controversy, and it kind of lines up nicely with our own common sense and our own reason. But by now, okay, after being here for as long as some of you have been here, you should understand one thing about God, and that is that he rarely sides with the majority, okay? And his wisdom rarely ever lines up with our wisdom. His ways, his thoughts, his ideas are unique and are often so radical that those within the religion of Christianity tend to kind of skip over them or to minimalize the things that he's saying. Because if they really took what he is saying seriously, it would require a total transformation of their life. And there are few people out there who are really ready for that kind of cataclysmic decision. Jesus not only redefines our relationships, he redefines all our roles and our responsibilities within these relationships. Tonight, we're just going to talk about the first piece, and that is how he redefines them. And next week, we'll talk about what that means for us practically, how that makes a shift in our roles and our responsibilities with each other and with the other people in our lives. So first of all, he redefines our relationships. I find this passage in Matthew 8 that we just read extremely interesting. And here's the thing, we're not really given all the information as to this guy's situation. We can only assume that he was saying one of two things when he came to Jesus. Okay? He wanted to wait until his responsibilities at home were completed. And then he would follow Jesus anywhere.